Blog Talk Radio.
Memo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much. Just giving a little recap about, you know, what's going on in baseball. You know, Mets winning against the Phillies. They salvaged the last game and avoid getting swept today. Yankees played earlier today. We'll discuss that also.
Well, they're still playing.
Well, what's the score, by the way, in there? And we'll talk, you know, preview the NBA Finals, you know, give a little summary about the Eastern Conference and the Western Conference Final as we preview the NBA Finals. That's finally going to happen because it seemed like, you know, because of the whole Oprah thing, you know, that Eastern Conference Final took forever to play. But we'll get into that. We're going to end it off with a little recap of sports entertainment, and you know how it is, sports entertainment, everything else. So if anybody want to make a positive feedback, you know the digits. But let's lead off with a little Mets baseball. Mets, I mean, they've been playing horrible you know, ever since that Friday night game, you know, when they won, you know, against the Yankees, when Ari Dickey, you know, which the Yankees, you know, beat up on the New York Met imposters. by the score of 7-3. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you remember that.
Yeah, you talked about it last week.
Yeah, you know, just giving a little summary about what went down a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, they lost that last game, which we, of course, we discussed last week. And, you know, Mets, you know, they've been playing bad lately. You know, they got their butt kicked by Phillies. But the last two innings, the Phillies scored about 4 or 5 runs on them. So kind of it stopped becoming a laugher and was a run away from being a safe situation. So, you know, Jonathan, he pitched good. Reyes had a 2-triple-hit game. He had 4 hits overall. Murphy had a good game. And all in all, you know, Mets actually. But against Vance Worley today, the Mets, second time they faced him. First time they faced him, Worley beat up on the Mets. Second time, Mets got familiar and just whooped his behind. And Mets got that 9-5 win. So a good win for them. They're going to face the Pirates at home and then followed by the Braves for the weekend. So
Vance Worley?
Something. Hello, sir. I'm Vance Worley. I don't know. Just with the Raleigh fingers, mustache, you know. I don't know. Something like a fictional Willy Wonka kind of character.
What was the final score in that game?
9-5.
Oh, 9-5. Okay.
Mets went to work finally. 9-5.
Yeah.
And the big news about the Mets is that they have a minority owner, David Eichhorn. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He moved to Milwaukee, and he became a Brewers fan. You know, he had to jump on the bandwagon of the Brewers. So, but now he's back with the Mets. You know, well, it's not official that he's going to be the minority owner. He needs MLB to approve it, but
yeah,
you know, he has a good rapport. You know, he's you know a rich guy. Could be, you know, an easy transfer. And, you know, there's conflicting reports that if Mets have to sell the team, he gains the majority, he gets the majority share, but that hasn't been confirmed. So, you know, so far it's all speculation. But what is fact is that he invested $200 million into the team for a minority share. So, you know, the Mets fans want because, you know, when Mets do good, you know, they outsell the Yankees. So, you know, hopefully Mets can, you know, get their act together because, you know, Yankees are just dominating, you know, New York City and MLB, you know, when the Yankees are on their typical championship run, which who knows, they're probably on their pace right now.
Fred Wilpon criticizing the players.
Oh yes, you're right. Yeah, you're right. I don't. Yeah, we didn't talk about that. Oh yeah, because it didn't come. That came down on Monday. Yeah, right.
Oh
We didn't talk about it. Thank you. How did that get past me? You're right. You're absolutely right. Well, I agree with it. I agree with pretty much everything he said. I didn't think he had to put that public. I think he should have kept that. What he said about right. Thought he was a superstar because he was actually boosting, I mean, you know, pretty much in the clutch, I mean, for the most part. I mean, other than that NLCS series, but nobody in the Mets hitting the clutch that series.
Yeah.
But now that you see it, I mean, ever since City Field and Wright, I mean, you know, he hit that 10 home runs. He bounced back last year, hit 29, but he hasn't been the same player. He strikes out too much, you know. Oh, yeah, he said something about Reyes. He said that Reyes, you know, that to paraphrase what he said about Reyes, he said that, you know, he had practically every injury. And then he was quoted saying that he thinks, referring to Reyes, that Reyes is going to get Paul Crawford money, which is 7 years, $142 million. And he said that he's not going to get it, which, I mean, probably that's most likely possible. He's not a slugger. You know what I'm saying?
He
don't deserve 7 years, 142. And, I mean, that's almost as bad as that Jason Worth contract. I mean, Jason Worth was, I believe, a 7 year one, the 126 or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
Jason
Worth is a very good player. I mean, you know, he has power. But, I mean, he's not a superstar. He don't deserve that much money.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, this of the player he used to be. I mean, great. I mean, Beltran is, I mean, he's playing well, and Beltran took offense to it and said he's 100%, you know, the way he was. But here's the funniest quote that he said, that, I mean, I think everybody, Mets fans, Yankee fans, and all the Met haters out there, I mean, we all agree that,
what is that?
Quote, he said Mets is a shitty team. Fix it. Spend the damn
very
money.
Blunt about that.
Instead of keeping it in your pocket or giving it to Madoff, I mean, fix the team. Hello.
Yeah, I was surprised, when, you know, that he came out and said those things. I mean, I would never expect that from Fred Wilbon.
Yeah, no, nobody did, because he, you know, he's like a, you know, a typical owner. You know, he you know, he just says, you know, regular stuff. He doesn't say anything newsworthy.
Yeah.
I mean. Is crap, and you expect them to shell out their money, their hard-earned money, to see a product. You're paying money to see a team that's supposed to be a playoff team, but yet these guys, I mean, they don't do anything to help the team. They don't sign any free agency. They haven't signed a major free agent, I mean, since probably Beltran and Pedro. I mean, sure, they've signed Bay. I mean, Bay was supposed to be a big signing, but Bay has been a Even Roberto Alomar, when he was in the Mets, he had, you know, some few and far between moments, I mean, especially against the Yankees. But, I mean, Jason Bay, I mean, he's only had, like, I could put kind of on one hand the good games he's actually had.
How is Jason Bay doing anyway?
Man, I think this guy's in, like, above 22. I don't even think that's enough to get you on the MTA. I mean, it's... injured earlier on. He was also injured last year. But he's never really, you know, produced. I mean, last year he had two home run games, and he finished the rest of the year with 6 home runs. This year, I mean, I think he had two hits today, but, I mean, he seemed to be looking like he's getting out of it, but, I mean, who could tell? Because this guy
year, the,
yeah.
That I mean, in Fenway, you know, that really like that's that wall out in Fenway that really spiked his numbers. You know, that really helped out his numbers.
Yeah,
as far as home runs and RBIs.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That Yankee series, man. I mean, I've seen more comfortable, you know, plate appearances by Stevie Wonder. over there. I was trying to pull for the guy, you know, the first at bat, but then this guy was like a joke, man. I don't know how many times he struck out on three pitches.
And how many years does he sign to you guys?
Oh man. I'm trying. I think what was it? Five for 65. But he's
wow.
He has three more years left on it. Credit. I mean, he plays hard defensively. He hustles, you know, running out ground balls because, I mean, when he's not striking out, he hits a lot of ground balls, you know, for outs. I mean, he hustles, but, I mean, the Mets fans are starting to boo him now. I mean,
yeah.
We gave him a leeway. I mean, it's amazing to me how, I mean, you know how rabid, you know, us New York fans are.
Yeah, you're very impatient.
And, yeah, but we actually been patient with this guy.
He is expected to produce. That's why Mets signed him. He's not producing.
I mean, he's not. He's totally not producing. No. And he's lucky we haven't booed him. We haven't booed him yet. The dude is trying, but, I mean, sorry. I mean, he's playing like a dog out there. I mean, I know it's not like he's not hustling or anything, but it's just at the plate, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, every time he came out during that Yankee game, it was like he
at Yankee Stadium, even though the pitcher can't hit, but I would have got a more, you know, a you know, an impressive at bat. Gosh, but you know, Mets have a lot of issues apparently, and I just hope they could, you know, re-sign the Reyes.
Yeah, Reyes is gonna want some big money.
'06, '07, '08. I mean, this guy is, you know, he's on a tear right now. I mean, this is the best start of his career, and you know, it's a payday is coming up. You know, and I just hope he, you know, he re-signs with the Mets.
Yeah.
You know, K-Rod said that he's willing to, you know, waive his $17.5 million contract for next year, which he'll get if he gets 55 appearances. 17.5, but he said he's willing to waive it if he gets traded to a contending team and they sign a long-term deal with him.
Oh.
So, and of course, you know, Beltran's, you know, he's most likely gone. I mean, he's 35. You know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you just reminded me something about Beltran. Wilpon, also in that article, that New Yorker article, gave him that horrible contract off that playoff series he had.
Oh, when he was in Houston?
Yeah. Remember when he hit that 8 home runs in that playoff?
Yeah.
0-4 series?
Yeah, I remember.
That offseason he, you know, he signed with the Mets.
Yeah.
Along with Pedro.
I mean, he did have a... 2006 was his, I would say, was...
Mets franchise record for most home runs in a season.
Yeah.
So, he had a monster year 06. I mean, 05, first year, he hit horrible. He had injury problems. 06, I'm trying to think what other year he hit. Probably 08, maybe. Had a good year. I'm trying to remember. Because I think there was two really good years from Beltran. But 06, like you said, is obviously his best year. Runs and was like 26 to maybe 30 RBIs.
So next year will probably be his last year with the Mets. I mean, this year.
This is.
Okay.
And he's like Reyes, like K-Rod, Francisco Rodriguez.
Yeah.
You know, they're all you know, in jeopardy to be of being traded the off season.
Something
they really need to get a veteran player who's won a championship or has that drive to finally win a championship, and just have that presence that, oh shoot, when he comes up to the plate, oh man, the Mets are back, man. Oh
yeah,
no,
maybe Pujols.
That's you stole my thunder. That's what I was about to say, and I know me and you talked about this multiple times on the show, but he's the only guy that I could think of out there. At Pujols, and I move Ike Davis to, you know, to the outfield, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, you'd have that presence. You know, you'd have the best player in the game, who's actually, you know, a Gold Glover now. I mean, he's improved on his defense tremendously. So.
Yep.
You won't lose anything defensively, and of course you have that presence, the best player in the game, and leave and get a soda or use the bathroom when he comes up to the plate, because you want to see, you're witnessing history every time he comes up to the plate.
Yeah, but that would be something if Albert came to New York.
Yeah, that would put Mets back onto the, you know, rock star status.
Yeah,
that would just change the whole dynamic of the New York sports scene, right? That much money, and two, he's most likely going to re-sign with Cardinals or even sign with the Cubs, the rival Cubs, so who knows?
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens in the offseason.
Like the late Tug McGraw said, you know, who happened to be a 69 world champion with the Mets, 73, he said, you got to believe, so. Yeah, as a Mets fan, you got to believe. Hopefully, everything, all the crappy stuff that's going on with this team for the past, you know, hopefully we get back to our winning ways again. It's been too damn long. You know, Mets haven't won a championship in 25 years.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the way how they're playing, it looks like it's going to continue until they get it right. But hate to move on a down note, but let's give a quick recap. What was it? Tuesday, I think. I think the game was supposed the game one was supposed to be on Tuesday, but they moved it on Wednesday because Oprah had the that celebration. Remember that celebration when all the celebrities came out to, you know, honor her.
But what does that have to do with the NBA final? This is the Eastern or NBA finals?
No, Eastern Conference.
Oh, Eastern Conference final. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just giving a quick little recap and. Super Celebration was hosted at the United Airlines Center, the Bulls Arena.
Oh, okay.
They were Oprah's celebration was at the Bulls Arena.
Oh.
So the game was supposed to be the game one against Heat against the Bulls was supposed to be on that day, but because of the Oprah celebration, they moved it to Wednesday. Friday or Saturday to have like the other game. It was like some ridiculous kind of scheduling.
But didn't Oprah's final segment happen this past week?
No. They did it last week Tuesday, not this Tuesday. The Tuesday.
Oh, 2 weeks
that.
Ago.
Yeah, but
oh,
they
okay.
Just they aired it. They broke it in pieces on and aired it this Monday, this Tuesday, and then she had her, you know, her final episode. Conference final was pushed back, and I mean, I don't know about you with the NBA, man, but ever since they went to this two one one one, I think it is now. It used to be 2-3-2. I think it's 2-2-1-1-1 now.
What are you talking about?
The NBA, the scheduling. You know how the team with a better.
Oh no, that's only in the NBA Finals.
Yeah,
the NBA Finals only is 2-3-2, but in the first three rounds it's one. It's in the first three rounds it's 2-2-1-1-1.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. But back in the day, then it used to be 2-3-2 always.
No, that's only in the NBA Finals.
So back in the day, it was never all the divisional rounds. Well,
you're thinking of baseball.
Didn't in the NBA you used to play like when it was before they extended to five games? It was the best of five, right?
Yeah, that was the first round. Yeah.
Yeah, but then the other ones like.
There was 2-2-1-1-1.
But wasn't the, yeah? That's what I'm saying. Didn't the
two? No, it was always the NBA Finals that was like that.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it.
You're thinking of baseball.
All right, well, I guess I'll get to the point quickly. But
yeah.
Anyway, Heat made it to the finals, and Mavericks made it to the finals, so it's pretty much a rematch of the 06 NBA playoffs. The 2-0 lead that they had, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to see the Heat win anything.
Yep, and by the way, Jason Kidd said that whether he wins or loses the NBA championship, he's coming back. He feels like he has a couple of years left.
Oh, okay.
So that's
old man Kidd.
And WWE, apparently Karma, she's pregnant.
That's so funny.
Yep. Yeah, she's gonna talk this long, which is tomorrow. And also, another note is, WWE had a good tribute for Marshall. Well deserved. Hopefully, they'll end up them with The Rock at Edge's Hall of Fame ceremony. Well, wait. With my co-host Macaulay Matthews. I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. And I'm Wayne Ramon.